Conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push. Top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. That's bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. The bank is open. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ART19 when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code ART19. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Virginia only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
All right, the big reveal after the appetizer. Yesterday we left the show. Actually, we left the show abruptly early, around 9 instead of 10. It was the best of. Craig had a family thing he had to take care of.
Oh, by the way, whatever story Craig brings up in the first half hour, we have to say we covered that already.
Oh, to piss him? Yeah. No, I don't want to piss him off.
He'll throw things.
Yeah, I don't want.
I don't. Yeah. See, well, I guess I'm on the other side of the wall.
He's
so.
Testy. Yeah. He's testy.
We went through his entire stack.
He's touchy. He's touchy these days.
We actually only did one story.
Yeah, we did.
Was that really?
Sure. We only went through one of his stories.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we talked about hobbies.
I'd love to do that bit where we talked about it all, but he'd be pissed. He'd walk out and, you know. I'm not poking that bear.
He can't. I happened to be going to make coffee this morning just as he was coming in the front door.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, hey, how are things?
Yeah.
Meaning, how are things?
Right.
You know, and he's like, oh, I'm fine. I'm like, I'm not asking about you.
Exactly.
Jesus, why would I care about you?
I care about Todd. I got the shot yesterday. I texted you yesterday, and you just said, all good. So, are you a man or you're not a man?
Yeah, my heart started racing shortly after I got the shot.
Well, that could be something because you're freaked out by it.
It could be anxiety.
Right, of course. So, and you're known to have that.
I'm sitting there in my chair waiting my 15 minutes, and they say, if there's any trouble, you raise your hand.
Right.
So I did. And a nurse came over, and I said, my heart's kind of racing a little bit. And after about 60 seconds, I realized I haven't talked to a random pretty girl in a long time.
That's funny because I think my first shot and the second shot, but I remember specifically the first shot, what the woman looked like, and she was really pretty. And that was weird.
What?
I know. I mean, and way too young for me, but didn't stop me from going, thank you.
So, yeah, I got the brain fog.
That's you, man.
That's Friday
morning.
Tell me something
that's different.
Your
heart races, your nervous anxiety, that's what that was.
Middle of the night, I woke up and I was chilled.
Okay.
So I was shaking a little bit.
I use a fan at night, so sometimes I get chilled. So.
Yeah, well, it could be the fact that Christy likes the bedroom at 47 degrees.
And it's cold overnight, too.
Yeah. And you could sleep with clothes on if you're that cold.
It is cold overnight.
I got blankets.
Yeah, you could sleep with clothes on. Exactly.
That could contribute to you being cold.
Or at least a t-shirt and underwear.
I got plenty of blankets and my shoulder.
Sleeveless underwear. Bottom.
My shoulder really hurts.
Oh, yeah, that's it. You're fine.
I'm satisfied.
You're a man. At least half a man.
Right. The response
calling the nurse over
was robust enough.
Yeah.
And.
Well, no, don't scare people like that. Because Dr. Mina said that doesn't matter.
We haven't said this phrase in over a year.
Uh-oh. What's that?
A lesser man would not be here.
Oh, okay.
None of us have gotten sick in the past year and something.
No,
well,
because,
don't go jinxing that.
Well, we're not shaking hands and kissing babies, you know?
No, we're not.
And we're not breathing other people's crap into their face.
And we're wearing masks.
And that's the key.
When we do go out.
Shaking hands and wearing masks. I like not ever being sick. I don't know. That's probably not going to continue when we all get back out there. But, you know, one cold in the winter, maybe two colds in the winter, and definitely one cold in the summer. We get some shaking hands or, you know, the summer colds are always worse.
Oh, those suck.
I know.
Nothing sucks worse than getting a cold in the middle of the summer.
I think if I get a cold at all, which I know I will eventually, it's going to be like, what the hell's that?
You'll think it's the black plague.
I literally don't remember having a cold. Now, it's the lighter side of all this crap that's been happening. There's nothing really light about it, but we all started wearing a mask well over a year ago. Most of us did, and I didn't catch a cold. You know, didn't obviously had a flu shot, but I didn't catch a cold, flu, stuffy nose, nothing.
Flu cases were way down
because
this
of masks, right?
Right, because everybody was wearing their mask.
And well, gets a shot today, or is Craig get a shot today?
Me.
Oh, you're today.
Yep, you're
right.
Today. Craig is, I think, Sunday.
Tomorrow.
Don't be a puss.
Okay, tomorrow. And then my wife gets her second dose on Sunday.
Excellent. Excellent. And Nick could be in the studio eventually here. I don't know why he just can't come in. Not now, because Craig's not fully vaccinated, you know.
Yeah. And, we don't know where those people who work with Nick have been.
You mean funny bone people? No.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No. Nick's got family at home that can't get vaccinated. One's too young. So
I forgot about
that. I think he's worried about that, too. So he's got to be careful. All right. Craig will be here. He's here, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Bernie Madoff died a couple days back. And I don't think we ever got to those names yet.
No, we haven't.
No, we're still doing Prince Philip.
Prince Philip names.
Yeah. We're not done with Prince Philip's yet.
People are wanting to know, why don't you read every name? Well, you can't read every name, but you take it up with Craig. You know? You take it up with Craig. Of course, he doesn't have social media. He doesn't answer anybody's email.
He doesn't have to.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. He doesn't. But we do. We don't have to answer all of it. Yeah, but you can feel free to email us. I saw another guy. I think Merle said he had a little headache. You know, Merle checked in and said he's got a second shot.
He got the second or he got the first?
Once again, I don't like to rip people for feeling they're going to be sick. I was a joke yesterday about being a man, but the fact, not really, because we are men. But what I don't like when I see it is that they kind of compare it. They go, well, I don't want to get sick. And I said, the reason you're getting shot is so you don't die. Or if you live through it, you might have killed somebody else.
Right.
See, that is it. And so I see him correlate. I'm not reading too much into it because I know some of these people personally. I'm correlating them worried about getting sick for a day or two, which they know the reason they're sick, by the way. It isn't like it comes out of nowhere like, oh, my God, what's wrong with me? You just got a vaccine and you probably feel bad because of the vaccine.
Right.
But they correlate that with, well, I don't want to get sick. Well, yeah, you might, but it's a day or two at the most and... And you don't get COVID then.
And I just
don't get it.
And when you get sick, it's not COVID.
Right.
Your immune system.
And believe me, I've seen people I know exactly, though. I don't know about getting this. I don't want to get sick. Jesus Christ.
Well, it's a complete misnomer to even say you got sick. You're not sick.
You're not sick, right.
No.
We shouldn't even call it getting sick.
You're right. If you have a fever, the fever is not getting sick. It's the robust.
You're just having a response.
Yeah, rush.
You had a reaction to
the
vaccine.
You won't have that.
Your
right.
immune system responded robustly.
Right, and I realize we might be beat a dead horse sometimes, but a lot of the audience cares. So we actually do promote these things. We get that a lot with Dr. Mina. Thanks for telling it. I'm going to play this for my idiot brother, my idiot sister, my idiot parents, you know. My idiot wife or husband, because a lot of people out there, they're just one of those free. And we're going to meet those people in public, too, eventually. Yeah, I never got one. I was afraid of getting sick. Well, I was afraid of standing
there.
Yeah, I see you, but bye. Right?
Move along.
Move along. Nothing to see here.
Oh, if Dr. Mina's listening, I didn't drink last night either.
All right. Well, because you were not a man.
Yeah. Well, if the people I tell the truth to are listening, I had a couple.
Good.
Ah.
Well, believe me, I Googled all that around that when I was getting my shots. And even doctor said it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, yeah. Like Craig said, they didn't even do a – they just assume people will drink cocktails. So when they did the test on everybody, they didn't ask anybody to stop drinking or anything like that. They just did it on everybody.
Yeah, well,
they wanted it to be everybody.
Right? Well, real-world conditions.
Right. Thank you.
Big glass of water between cocktails, too. So I could
Good for
hydrated.
You. Good for you. Good for you.
So I did my part.
Good job, Todd.
I did what I could.
Good job.
And the story came out yet. I guess the head of Pfizer said we might need a booster within a year. I don't care. That's fine. There'll be plenty of vaccines by then. Load it up. It'll be just a regular thing. And that's, I mean, I realize that's a story, but don't, what's the, if I see anybody go, oh, you're going to get another one. Yeah, you do within a
so
year,
what?
Maybe. Yeah, so what?
It doesn't cost.
I get a
global
flu.
Pandemic.
I get a flu shot every year.
Yes, I do.
I get a COVID shot every
year.
Yes,
I do.
I will get a COVID shot every year.
Fine.
Just so I can go about, you know, my business.
Living your life.
Yeah, so if this is an every year thing for the rest of my life, okay.
Yeah, I do it for the
right.
I do it for the
okay.
flu shot.
Okay. Right. Not a big ask.
That's what it takes to roam about the country. Then I'll get a COVID shot.
Roam if you want to. Right? Exactly.
It's Friday.
It is Friday.
That's why I threw it out there.
You're good there.
That's why I threw it out there. Craig Evans, Nick Allen. Friday. It's Friday, right? All right. You're forgetting this week went quick. Maybe yesterday cutting out at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it's been weird.
Yeah, but it's been quick and hopefully it's been quick for you because it's the last day of the week. All right.
No, that means today is just gonna drag.
Oh, damn it, you're right, it is. All right. See you in a little bit. Craig's next.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.